You've tuned into Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. Kent? Okay. And we're coming to you from Herb's House here in Dallas, Texas. You need to come join us sometime. Today, we are in John 15 and verse 4. And I want you, if you have your Bible with you, to turn with me to John 15, verse 4. Kent, the title of this is Abiding Branches. I want to begin by reading verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Kent, a branch has one responsibility, to abide in the branch. And if the branch is looking in other places, somehow, to some extent, disconnected, moderately so, it's going to hinder his spiritual growth and his fruitfulness. He's got one thing to do, one job description: abide, abide, abide. So let's talk about this. He says, abide in me. The word abide, I'm going to give you three words that will help us define this word abide. It means to rest in Christ. It means to rely upon Christ. And it means to remain in Christ. All three of those really puts its arms around the fullness of this meaning. And for us as of this word, and for us as disciples, Kent, what this is saying to us as we live our Christian lives, we're going to have to stay in the Word. We're going to have to stay on our knees. We're going to have to stay in prayer. We're going to have to stay in the presence of God. We're going to have to stay in worship. We're going to have to stay in obedience to the Word. We're going to have to remain in the Word of God. And earlier in John 8 and in verse 31, Jesus said these words, which would be good for us to hear. If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. True disciples, unlike Judas, who was a false disciple, true disciples abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, abide in me, and he says, and I in you. And that's really the result of our abiding in Christ, is there is the fullness of his abiding in us. So it's a reciprocal abiding. And he now paints a picture. He gives us an analogy of what this looks like. And so he continues to play off this imagery of the vine and the vine dresser and the branch. And so he says, as the branch, picturing a believer, cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So let's just think about this. If you had the vine over here on one side of the field, and if the branch was just totally disconnected and was removed from the vine, how much fruit do you think that disconnected branch would be producing? Well, the answer is nothing. He's got to stay connected to the vine closely and intimately in order for there to be the flow of sap and all of the resources and the minerals that need to flow through the vine into the branch to produce the fruit. So he says to his disciples, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Well, Ken, I need to hear this. You need to hear this. Everyone watching today, we need to stay as close to the Lord Jesus Christ as we possibly can while we're living on this earth before we go to heaven to be with him, to stay closely connected to him through his word and in prayer and throughout the day, to be constantly taking our thoughts back to the Lord Jesus Christ and resting in him, relying upon him, so that when we are in situations, we need to be saying something like this: Lord, give me the self-control that I need here. Lord, give me the joy. Give me the peace. Give me the discipline. Give me the long-suffering. Give me the patience. we need to be constantly remaining in the Lord and aware of our need to draw from Him. The things that only He can provide for us to live in a way that will glorify Him. So, Kent, let me turn it over to you. Well, this is about as practical as it gets.
You said it. This is, as you say, putting the cookies on the bottom shelf, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is what that's what you say all the time.
Yeah.
So, Steve, naturally, this is God's word for us. If this is God's word for us, mm-hmm. talk to us about how Satan can twist this in our minds as believers and what he would want as opposed to what God wants.
Well, that's a good question. I think one way that Satan tries to hinder this is promoting a sense of self-confidence in ourselves, mm-hmm. that I can do this independent of the Lord. I mean, it's kind of the philosophy, God helps those who help themselves. Mm. Well, the opposite is true. God helps those who cannot help themselves. And that's what grace is all about. Mm-hmm. But Satan would try to breed a sense of autonomy and independence mm-hmm. in us mm-hmm. and also to keep us from the Lord in prayer. Because he knows that when we pray, we're abiding in the Lord, abiding in him. And so to keep us distracted, to keep us preoccupied, to keep us diverted from just stopping and praying and asking for the Lord's help. So I think those are two ways. We also know that he comes in behind the seed that is sown and tries to snatch it up. So even a message like this, a devotion like this, as the word is going out, Satan is coming in behind me mm-hmm. and snatching up the mm-hmm. seed so it won't germinate yeah. in the lives of the wonderful people who are watching this devotion.
Right. So, Steve, is there a sense among Christians that I'm saved, I truly believe I'm saved, I know I'm saved, I know I'm going to heaven, so I'm good. I can just kind of veer off when I want to, and it doesn't matter because I'm saved.
Well, nothing could be further from the truth. How you live does matter to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And you can live in a manner that's pleasing to the Lord, or you can live in a way that's displeasing to the Lord. I know growing up, my father, I had an unconditional relationship with him. I'll be a Lawson when I was born. I'll be a Lawson when I die. I'll always be in relationship to my father, who's now in heaven. However, there were times I displeased him, mm-hmm. and there were times I pleased him. And I was consciously aware I needed to please my father, and that kept me out of a lot of trouble, mm-hmm. Kent, great. In high school and in college.
Great example.
Thinking about, I want to please my father, really which good. Is a healthy and holy desire. Mm-hmm. And the same is true in the Christian life, Kent. And so to say, well, it doesn't really matter how I live, and I'll just do my own thing and go my own way, that's fool's talk, mm-hmm. really. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous talk. And you lay down with fleas, you know, you're going to wake up with trouble. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we need to obey the Lord. And unfortunately today, some people think the word obey is like a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a great word mm-hmm. because it keeps you pointed into God's will, God's plan and path that he's marked out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where his his blessing is.
That's good.
So obedience leads to blessing, and disobedience leads to chastisement.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kent, that's a great question. So, yeah, we must remain true to our obedience to the Lord. So you got anything else for me there, Kent? You kind of doze off for a second?
No, that's okay.
I
didn't doze off. I just know that we've talked about that there is a section of Christianity where they divorce justification and sanctification.
And they
even teach that and say it's okay. And again, I think that's what you're saying. It's a danger.
It is a danger because it harms the lives of individual people. It gives a false assurance of salvation to some people who ought not to have any assurance of salvation because mm-hmm. they're not saved. It weakens the church. Mm-hmm. It harms the testimony of the church as the world looks at the church and goes, well, they're no different than I am. Yeah. Why would I come to church? I can be like them and stay home.
Yeah.
There needs to be a dramatic alteration of our lives from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And that comes exclusively by abiding moment by moment in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let me just ask you, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you have this relationship with Him? Are you abiding in Christ? If not, I urge you today, this very moment, as really as an act of your will, to commit your life to the one who came into this world to be the Savior of sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will find much grace and much forgiveness, perfect righteousness from Him if right now you would commit your life to Christ. Do so this very moment.